AP Radio News. Good morning. I'm Ed Donahue. Some people around Anchorage, Alaska were up early this morning. They were shaken by a 6.8 magnitude earthquake.
That is a large earthquake for this part of the world. They're not uncommon in this area, in this subduction zone in Alaska, but it is a large earthquake for this area.
Robert Sanders is with the U.S. Geological Survey. There are reports of scattered power outages. Police around Anchorage and Valdez say there have been no reports of any significant damage or injuries from this earthquake. The travel ban in New York City is expected to be lifted right about now. New York got close to 27 inches of snow from this powerful storm system. Governor Andrew Cuomo says the travel ban was needed to make sure everyone was safe.
New Yorkers, you know, we're tough and we think that we can handle anything, and we have a four-wheel drive vehicle, which means we can go up the side of a mountain. I get it. I am not a hyper-cautious person. But the roads were truly, truly dangerous.
And now the cleanup begins in places like New York, Philadelphia, Washington, and Baltimore, where Mayor Stephanie Rawlings-Blake is telling people not to panic if they haven't seen a snowplow yet.
While we're more prepared than we've ever been for a snowstorm, this storm of this magnitude requires patience.
Airlines are seeing a ripple effect from the storm after canceling about 7,000 weekend flights. The air carriers are starting to cut service for tomorrow. Police near Los Angeles believe a man killed his teenage nephews before leaving to China because he was upset his wife wanted a divorce. The 15 and 16-year-olds were pronounced dead when police arrived at the boy's home. The suspect's wife is the sister of the dead teen's father. Secretary of State John Kerry is pressing for peaceful resolution to increasingly tense maritime disputes in Asia and is urging China to take a firmer stand against North Korea's nuclear program. This is AP Radio News. The top movie prize at last night's Producers Guild of America Awards went to The Big Short.
Guess what, America? I don't really think this...
A cologne?
No.
Opportunity?
No. Money.
Oh, okay.
I smell money.
The movie starring Ryan Gosling and Christian Bale had lost some Oscar traction when it failed to win the top prizes at the Golden Globes and the Critics' Choice Awards. Most members of the Producers Guild are also Oscar members. Saturday Night Live didn't waste any time. Tina Fey was back as Sarah Palin last night, just days after Palin announced she was endorsing Donald Trump for president.
Guess what, America? I don't really think this guy should be president. I'm just here because he promised me a spot in his cabinet. And I belong in a cabinet because I'm full of spice and I got a great rack.
A tape from NBC. And Daryl Hammond returned as Donald Trump. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.